Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. The hashtag Friday Football Fiesta is on. Let me set the show up for you because it is busy. We've got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up here in this very segment of the show. The top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this AM. Then, in the 720 segment, we will talk South Carolina versus Alabama coming up this weekend. Talked a little bit about what I hope, not expect, I don't think it's going to happen, but what I hope Clemson does during their bye week, setting up for Duke next week and the back five games of the schedule. We'll talk South Carolina, Alabama coming up in the next segment of the show because, I've already stated, I think it's going to be a bloodbath, and I do not think South Carolina is going to enjoy this game. We'll circle back around to that in the next segment. We will end this hour of the show with some of the other biggest football games in the college football slate coming up. At 8 o'clock, we will take a look up and down the NFL schedule for our favorite games of the weekend, give you some thoughts on that. At 8:20, we will play a game that, courtesy of the NBA, we did not get to play yesterday. That game, of course, will be Football Gods or Total Frauds.
I cannot wait. This is going to be the best thing that we've ever done in our award-winning history.
I put some effort into it because we've been building it up for 2 days. But the NBA blew up in our faces yesterday, so we didn't get to it. And I think it was the right call. But at 8:20, we will play Football Gods or Total Frauds. Then at 8:40, Rashad Beard swings by from the Panther Nation podcast. We'll get his thoughts on last week's win over the Jets. And this week, the difficulty level upped a little bit as you take on the Buffalo Bills. It is at the crib. That's the good news. Bryce Young is out. That's the bad news. We'll talk to Rashad Beard at 8:40 at 9 o'clock. The fellas from the Moving the Chains podcast will pull up. They'll set you up for the high school football Friday night action. Then at 9:20, Denton Day, the host of College Football Overtime on SiriusXM, will swing by. We'll get his thoughts on the biggest games in the college football weekend. Then we'll wrap the show up with our picks, projections, and prognostications from the biggest games of the weekend here on a hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. Now, with all that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:03 in the morning. You have got now less than 57 minutes until you've got to get up, get showered, get dressed, have your breakfast, have your coffee, get in the car, drive to work, sit down at the computer, log in, respond to all of those passive-aggressive emails with even more passive-aggressive emails firing back the other direction, and then go ahead and mentally prepare yourself to ignore work the rest of the day and wait till football kicks off. And in order to do that, you talk sports. And in order to do that, you need to know what's going on in the world of sports. And in order to know that, you need this. Tis indeed the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before we get to the office and start talking sports this AM, whether it's with your coworkers, your supervisor, your manager, your IT guy, the janitor, your boss, or that weirdo that hangs out in the break room all day and you don't actually know what he does for a living. Whoever you talk sports with, this is what you'll be talking about. Let's get to item number one. It is not just the NBA having multiple major personalities arrested yesterday. Terry Rozier, Miami Heat player. Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. Dante Jones, former player and coach, 11-year vet, turned multi-year coach in the NBA. It is the reasons and the story that has been developing since they got arrested that ended up taking over the news cycle yesterday. According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, there were two separate gambling probes that were taking place, and arrests were made in both of them yesterday. In probe numero uno, which is the one Terry Rozier was arrested in, which is the one Dante Jones was arrested in. What we know now, or Damon Jones, pardon me, what we know now is that there were folks inside of the NBA who were giving non-public information out to co-conspirators or confidants outside of the NBA that led to them effectively shaving stats, if not points outright. We know dating back to 2019-ish that Terry Rozier, who was spending time with the Charlotte Hornets at one point, was giving information about games to confidants and then was getting to a point where he was leaving, in the case of one specific game, leaving games early with injury and therefore hitting the under on his prop bets. This popped off at one point because a system put in place by multiple sports books found a game where Terry Rozier exited with a foot injury after 10 minutes of play, recording 5 points in the contest. All of his under props hit because he played long enough to qualify, but obviously left the game injured and didn't hit his numbers. There were something to the tune of $14,000 in random bets that were not connected to anything else that all cashed that night. So that started that. There were other investigations, players under investigation as well, including former Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley, allegations that he was under investigation, information that he was under investigation came to light the night before he was set to hit the free agent market not too long ago. He would end up signing a 3-year, $42 million deal to return to the team. We found out that his lawyer said, no, he actually is not a target. There were rumors that he was, yada, yada, yada. Malik Beasley remained unsigned after all of that. And so, obviously, as any story as big and filled with authority figures as this one is going to spawn a ton of conspiracy theories. We also found out there was an illegal poker ring that Chauncey Billups was involved in. That poker ring apparently had direct connections to the actual literal for real mafia. The five families of New York, Casa Nostra, etc., etc. You will notice that anytime that there are stories of organized crime connected to the mafia, you very rarely hear the names that are dropped. You very rarely hear about the names of the five families because it's scary, dude. Like, the mafia is a real thing. And
yeah, when I heard like the Gambino family, and I'm like, okay.
You don't hear that.
I did hear that.
Well, no, I'm saying like in most times the mafia.
When I heard the names of all of them, all I thought is, if you know who all these guys are, why are they still there?
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess you can't get enough dirt to take them down.
Listen, the mafia hasn't been around since the 1910s because they don't know how to cover their asses.
That is true.
Right?
That is
like,
true.
That's just a reality. Yesterday.
But when they named certain name of families, and you've heard of them before?
Yeah.
That's just, wow.
The five families, and according to reports, specifically members of and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese families, allegedly became involved in rigged poker games. And what they were doing were using previous and current athletes as bait. basically they would go tell people, hey, I got a high-stakes poker game going tonight. Chauncey Billups is going to be there. You remember the Detroit Pistons player, now Portland Trailblazers head coach? You want to play poker with Chauncey Billups? But then they would rig the game. According to FBI reports, if you believe them, there were multiple cheating devices in play. Rigged card shuffling devices that as it monitored the cards, it would tell you, hey, this in this hand, this particular player is going to end up with a good hand. Glasses and contact lenses that responded to invisible ink, and they would mark the back of cards. So if you had these glasses on, you could just see what that guy had in his hand over there. There were cameras placed in poker chip holders at the table so they could get an eye on whatever. And then other people in the room would relay to their connected players at the table, here's what this person has. Go all in, don't go all in, whatever. And this is for tens of millions of dollars over the years.
I do wonder how they were able to I read and heard that, how they relayed, but they didn't say how they relayed. I mean, wouldn't you be looking for like an earpiece or something if you're
not necessarily an earpiece. I mean, listen.
It's more like hand signals or something?
It would be very easy for me to say, Zoe.
Or a blinking light.
Every time that you look at me and I put my hand to my chin like this, it means don't bet. It means fold, right? Get out of that hand. And that's just something I do. I just go like this. And that tells you don't bet. It's not that complicated. Like, it's really not. What's complicated is to have this many people, high-level athletes, and then, and this is what I'm really interested in with the report, did the people that were the bait for what apparently the mafia called the fish, because you're trying to reel them into the game, did they know what they were doing? And on top of that, and here's where it gets very mafia movie, did they know what they were doing and they were unable to get out of it because the mafia said, hey, if you were to leave this game, something unfortunate might happen to you. You see what I'm saying? Like, this has got the potential to be a big deal. Can I tell you what the actual hook of the story is for me? Because, look, at the end of the day, the mafia has always been the mafia. There's not a damn thing I can do about it. Either one day, the highest levels of law enforcement in this country will decide we are going to do away with the mafia or not, but there's nothing I can do about it. What I am interested in, what it does impact me directly, is, of course, the NBA. So, now that we are starting to see Terry Rozier get arrested, now we are starting to see other names that are connected to it, up to and including giving away confidential information about injuries or shaving their own stats so that bets win. If the NBA knew, and they did, that Terry Rozier was under investigation, and the arrest is effectively the culmination of the entire investigation, how was he ever allowed to play basketball again? How was he not suspended indefinitely while this investigation went on? I will take you back to...
maybe a chance to catch other players that are doing it.
But even so, I mean, you are still, if that is the case...
you're complicit if you...
That is exactly correct, right? Even the cops do not let you break a law in order to catch someone else breaking the law. You can't do that. It's entrapment, effectively. Then, go back to March of 2026, a story we talked about here on the show. On March 17th, the Charlotte Hornets were scheduled to do a sports betting theme night there in Charlotte, North Carolina. I went up to a Charlotte game last year. Dude, the sports gambling advertisements are bleeping everywhere around that building. They sell it to you in game. The Hornets do. They sell it to you in the game. They're like, hey, if you want to log a bet, go right now to whatever agency. Use code word Hornets and get $20 in free bets you can use on tonight's game. They canceled that because Rozier was playing in that game. And then the investigation came out. They're like, oh, maybe not a great look. I have one big question about this. Did the NBA know all this? Were they involved in the cover-up? Was there a cover-up by the NBA? Because I have to say, and I told you yesterday, big NBA guy, have been since I was a child. Can vividly remember watching NBA games, Boston Celtic games specifically, with my Uncle Mike. My first word because of my Uncle Mike, to the chagrin of my mother, was basketball. I grew up loving the NBA. If the NBA was involved in a cover-up and they knew this was happening and they said whether it was to protect themselves from the mafia, to aid an investigation, I don't care what the reason is. If it turns out that the NBA was covering up athletes rigging games, I will say this into the camera. I will be done with the NBA. We will not talk about the NBA on the show anymore because the NBA will have no reason to be talked about.
Two things. First of all, those people who said this game is rigged are sitting back on, see, I told you. And then the other thing is, I told you this earlier, I tried to watch some NBA last night and I couldn't because it's in the back of my mind. Is this game rigged? Who's if someone sits down, they sit down because they're tipping off gamblers. I mean, is it? How do you get that out of your head once it's in there?
I mean, I don't know that you can. And even if you could, like I watched some NBA last night. Even the fellas, and you know the boys on Inside the NBA on ESPN, they like to keep it light. Even they had to talk about this last night. Like Shaq was serious talking about this last night. And I get it. I get it. If the NBA goes away due to controversy, Shaq loses the meal ticket. You go, why the hell do I care about the NBA? Therefore, why do I care about Shaq anymore? All right, let's go to item number two. 37-10, the Chargers absolutely whip up on the Minnesota Vikings last night. Justin Herbert, 18 of 25, 227, three touchdowns and a pick, a QB rating of 122. But it was Kamani Vidal who was the star for the Chargers last night. 23 carries, 117 yards. Keep in mind, like, the Chargers running back staple has been busted up, right? They lost Harris. They lost Hampton. Now they're down to Vidal, who started as number three on the roster. 23 totes, a buck 17, and a touchdown in the win. Justin Herbert also had seven carries for 62 yards. Ladd McConkey, 6 for 88, would have gone over 100. Dropped an just dropped the ball, like wide open, running down the field. That would have been good for another 30, 40 more yards, whatever. It was the story about Carson Wentz that had me the most interested. Carson Wentz was sacked 5 times for 27 yards worth of loss. He was hit like 8 more times in this game. And in the fourth quarter of this game, after he got hit again, it was clearly in immense amounts of pain and fighting through that pain to play. He went over to the sideline and broke down. I mean, mentally broke down. Like, he was crying. He went to the bench. He was all slumped down on the bench like a guy whose prom date just left him for the quarterback. Like, it was a bad look. And Herb Street was on the video. And he's like, this guy can't show this. Like, you can't show this. You got to be a better leader. You got to be mentally tough. Can't show this. Can't show weakness. I know you're hurting. I know you're in pain. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, on one hand, I get it. Like, I can't imagine the frustration Carson Wentz is in, especially considering he knows this is probably his last crack at, like, a consistent starting job, right? And it came to its close last night because, A, he just wasn't good enough as a player, and then, B, he's losing it on the sideline. You can't go back to that guy after this game. Can't do it. So I hope J.J. McCarthy's ready. Otherwise, it's going to be Max Brosmer, who stepped in for 4 passes and went 3 of 4 last night. Okay. Like, that's the Vikings are in trouble. For a team that everybody thought would be in competition for that division, they are in trouble. Let's get to item number three. Quick headline on this one, because we are going to talk about this game a little bit later on in the show. World Series game numero uno. First pitch tonight at 8 p.m. Blake Snell will toe the rubber for the L.A. Dodgers. It will be rookie Treya Savage who gets the rock in the start for the Jays. The Jays at the crib as they will host this World Series. This one's interesting because Blake Snell has been lights out so far this postseason. But so is Trey Savage as a rook. He is going to be the first rookie to start a game in a world. Sorry, to start a game one in a World Series dating all the way back to 2006 when Anthony Reyes and Justin Verlander dueled in the World Series. Both of them were rookies. Trey Savage, the first rookie in 19 years to get a game one start. But Trey Savage has been relatively good in this postseason. The problem for the Jays is Blake Snell has been unbelievable, lights out. So has the entire Dodger pitching staff. Listen, I want, as I want every World Series to do, except that the Braves are playing, but they won't ever again, so don't worry about it. I want every World Series to go Game 7. There is nothing more romantic in baseball, in sports maybe, than a World Series Game 7. It is the most tense event in all the sports. I want a Game 7. I just don't see how the Jays take this to 7. As hot as they are, as outstanding as they were down the stretch in the ALCS, they still went to 7 with the Mariners. The pitching staff of the Dodgers is lights out incredible. They've got the bats hot right now. But even if they don't, they can now win 2-1, 3-2 small ball games. I want this to be a competitive series. I'm just having a hard time seeing how it will be. Blake Snell, as much as I love Trey Savage pulling for the Rook, Blake Snell's been unbelievable. Tomorrow, probably Kevin Gausman for Toronto. But the Dodgers going with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who has been lights out in this postseason. And then, if that's not enough, then in Game 3, the Dodgers throw Glasnow. In Game 4, they throw Ohtani. Like, that's 4 of the best pitchers in not in the National League, in baseball, back to back to back to back. Find me 2 wins for the Blue Jays in that, before we cycle back around to Snell. I can't do it. So the only hope the Jays have is that between Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, and Ohtani, two of those four have off nights. Two of four have off nights. 50% of their starters have off nights. I don't see it happening. So I got nothing for you. Pay attention to my social media because former Major League Baseball player Cody Decker and I are going to attempt to record a podcast later this morning or early afternoon that we will drop before the World Series starts on the social media channels at the Rob Brown Show at the Fan Upstate. I will let you know if we get that podcast together. Was going to come on the show today, but he's out in LA and it was just too early in the AM. So Deck and I are going to try to record a podcast right after the show is over for a World Series preview. It'll be about an hour long and we'll try to get that up before first pitch goes tonight. I'll let you know if we can pull that off. We will talk more about the World Series later on in the show. When we come back, I have said a few times, and we'll say a few more. South Carolina fans, I do not think you're going to be in for a good time tomorrow. Am I hoping for a Cocktober surprise? You're absolutely right, I am. And this feels like the perfect setup for that game. I just have zero to lean on to say it happens. I'll tell you why I feel that way when we come back. Rob Lonzo, you, the Rob Brown Show's on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There is one and one thing alone that is in favor of the South Carolina Gamecocks when they host the Alabama Crimson Tide this weekend. One thing and one thing alone. And that one thing and one thing alone is that after South Carolina, Alabama plays LSU and Oklahoma, the number 20 and 13 teams in the country. Now, that is a spot that most people would call a trap game. I think it is set up to be a trap game for the Crimson Tide because Alabama-LSU is a rivalry game. It's not their biggest rivalry game, but those two teams and those two fan bases especially do not like each other. So maybe they get caught looking ahead. And then maybe they're worried about one-loss Oklahoma, the team that stomped you last weekend in Columbia. And maybe they're looking ahead to those two games and they're looking at South Carolina and what has happened to that team so far this year at 3-4. And maybe you get overlooked a little bit. Here's a problem that I have for you, South Carolina fans. I don't see this as a trap game for Alabama. I feel like it is not a trap game for Alabama because teams that fall to trap games ordinarily are teams that rely on a lot more explosiveness. They are big play teams. They are teams that are heavy on the chemistry and timing and precision of a passing offense. That's not really Alabama. That's not really how they play ball. I go back and I look, let's say, at their 37-20 win over Tennessee. Now, again, this is a rivalry game. This is one of those games that college football first fans will say, oh, when you get to the third Saturday in October, you can throw the record books out the window. Alabama rushed the ball 32 times last week. They passed it 29 times last week. The longest pass that was completed was 31 yards. They're not a huge explosive offense. And most of the Alabama receiving yards for Ryan Williams and Jeremy Bernard were yak daddy catches, like, because they're athletes. So there is one bright spot and one bright spot alone for this team. And that one bright spot is maybe it's a trap game. Maybe Alabama's looking ahead to the rivalry game against LSU next weekend. Maybe Alabama's looking ahead to Oklahoma in a couple of weeks down the road. Maybe. But the reality of the situation is what I've seen on the field from the South Carolina offense, you try to do and do not do well what Alabama is the best at defending. Alabama wants to take the line of scrimmage away from you. What has South Carolina been the worst at this season? Anything involving the line of scrimmage. And again, I listened to Mike Shula's press conference earlier this week. And we did a segment yesterday about the fallen Mikes of college football. Norvell, McDaniel of football. McDaniel, Norvell, and Shula, in my opinion. I listened to the press conference, and the reporters who were covering that press conference, they were doing everything in their power to get Mike Shula to say, and honestly, it kind of felt like a parent trying to walk a child into an observation about a negative situation, like let them figure it out on their own, right? It felt like they were trying to walk Mike Shula into saying, yeah, we probably need to figure something out about this freaking offense of mine. And Mike Shula, in his press conference earlier this week, was nothing but platitude after platitude after platitude after platitude. I mean, nothing but platitudes. At one point, they're like, hey, coach, based on the way the offense is going or not going, I said that, not the reporter. How do you talk to the guys about staying confident, and how do you adjust the offense to take advantage of what's working versus get away from what's not? And Shula was just like, well, you know, we asked the boys to have confidence in what we've trained them to do, and, you know, it'd be unfair of us to ask them to have confidence and not have confidence ourselves, so we have confidence in what we're doing. And as I watched that press conference, alone in the Bro Cave with my two dogs, I scared my two dogs when I heard Mike Shula say, we have to have confidence in what we are doing, when I went, why? Why? Confidence in what? Nothing is working. You are the last place offense in the Southeastern Conference. Your offense, statistically, is worse than Kentucky's offense right now. It is worse than Mississippi State's offense right now. It is worse than Mizzou's offense. It is worse than Auburn's offense. It is worse than offenses of at least two SEC schools who are likely going to fire their coaches at the end of the year. It's worse than that. You were the only SEC school who is not getting to 300 yards per game on offense right now. Only one. You are, of 134 college football teams that the NCAA tracks stats for, there are only seven total that are worse than you in terms of offensive production. So when I hear Mike Shula say, You know, we have confidence in what we're doing. You might have confidence in it. You know what you don't have? Justification for it. That's what you don't have. You are the bald, sweaty, overweight guy that walks up to supermodels in the bar and tries to hit on them and gets rejected time and time and time and time again, but then just keeps and goes throwing the same lines out again. Buddy, you have no reason to be comfortable or confident in what you were doing, and there's not even one example of it working. Like, if that guy landed the supermodel one time, you could go, hey, at least we know it's going to work occasionally. You ain't landed one yet. Where is the justification for, oh, we have confidence in what we're doing? You shouldn't. You shouldn't. There, because it has not worked out once. Not a single time. And as the season goes on, and as Lenora Sellers takes more and more and more punishment, you're going to be able to rely on him less and less and less and less to be Superman. You know, if you were running an offense that worked and Lenoris was able to get into a groove and get confident and get comfortable and yada, 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 then I think at that point you could say, all right, we just need to run the offense enough that Lenoris can put the underoos on the outside, tighten the cape around the neck and go be Superman. But that's not happening right now. This is why I said earlier in the week, and some of you got mad at me, but I'm still standing on it. If I was Lenoris Sellers, I wouldn't play another snap. At least until I saw the offense get changed up enough that I believed that it was worth taking the risk. Like, it's just not there. So I've said a few times, I'll say a few more. I am sorry. I know it's not fun. I know it's disappointing. Alabama's going to win this game by 3+ touchdowns. It's not going to be close, because the only weak spot for Alabama, the only weak spot, is not even their interior offensive line. Their left guard's not good. I've watched a bunch of Alabama football this week getting ready for this game. I try to watch game film of the opponents every time. I've watched a lot of Bama football. They have one weak spot. If Jam Miller plays and their running backs are healthy, their only weak spot is their left guard. Do you know what that doesn't match up with? The best part of your defensive line. If it was their left tackle, their right tackle, I'd feel a lot better. I'd go, okay, the edge rushers are the strength of the South Carolina defense. Maybe they can disrupt. Here's the thing. Because Alabama's not a big down-the-field play offense, they don't need 3 or 4 or 5 seconds of protection. Ty Simpson needs 3 seconds, and that ball's coming out, and it's coming out accurately. He doesn't make mistakes. He's not going to turn the ball over. He's not going to throw picks. That's why he is the most boring Heisman frontrunner of all time. But he's also wildly efficient, doesn't make mistakes. You're not going to have a bunch of stuff to turn over. So, like I said, maybe there's a Cocktober surprise and Lenoris does go Superman on you. But I'll tell you right now, I'm betting Alabama to cover this game by a lot of points. It's not good. And I wonder if this is the game that forces Shane to change something, because it's not just an L, but it is an embarrassment. I hope I'm wrong, but right now, that's how I see this thing shaping up. I beg you to tell me the Bama weakness South Carolina can exploit, because I don't see one. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Damn, 4-1, though. I feel like I'm safe. I feel like I'm safe.
Are you, though?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, if I blow it three more times,
I may have
to
get you emotional in a Carson Wentz kind of way, and you'll make some mistakes.
You're going to make me cry on the air?
I know some buttons.
We'll see. We were talking about South Carolina, Alabama. I'm going to get to some of the other college games here in this segment, but P1 Armada member Jacob is in the live chat. Our stream is up, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on Twitter, YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. He said, Rob Brown, that's how it was before the Tennessee game in 2022 as well. There was no hope, and I did not even turn on the game, but then we beat the crap out of them, and I ended up watching. The fact of the matter is, the Gamecocks always perform best when expected not to. I don't know why it's that way, but it has always been that way, so honestly, there's no telling what will actually happen. All I'm going to say is, the Mafia doesn't exist in the South.
Yeah, those were not connected.
No, I know that, but it really made me laugh that they all came in a row.
You tell that to the Spartanburg Mafia. They're real, man. I'm telling you, Jacob.
Gamecock fans, I will ask you this question right now. And I'm going to talk about some of the other games coming up this weekend, but I'm going to ask you this question right now. And I would very sincerely like an answer because I do not have one. Knowing what we know about this team, seeing what we've seen out of this team, knowing that the criticisms clearly don't bother this team because they won't even change the play they're running play to play, forget the entire play philosophy that this team brings into a game. What do you hang on to?
Let me ask you
aside
that.
Aside from, I just really like the team and I hope they win,
Let me ask you that question. Why do you watch the Saints play every weekend?
Because I like football.
No, why do you watch the Saints specifically every weekend? That is your team. We all know that's your team. Why do you watch them?
Because the NFL.
Do you ever believe they're going to win?
Yeah, when they're good.
Do you ever believe they're going to win?
No, I've bet against the Saints pretty much every week this season.
But yet you still watch.
Correct.
Right, and that's what South Carolina fans are going to do.
Let me start with this. Put to bed the don't watch your team, because obviously
that's what you said though.
Let me finish.
You did say that.
Let me finish, because obviously that is an emotional take. It is a way to exaggerate the fact that I genuinely do think you're going to get your asses kicked this weekend. Like, I genuinely do. And it is for two reasons. Number one is, I think Alabama is just a hell of a football team. I think this is a national championship caliber team. I think after the Florida State loss, when Kalen DeBoer put on the black hoodie, something about this team changed. And I think you're seeing that. Because I promise you, you don't want to win this game more than Tennessee wanted to win the game last week. You don't. Tennessee hates Alabama. They wanted to win that game. I will say South Carolina as much as you do. I would say more because they hate each other. I've been in the middle of that rivalry. Vandy, you don't think Diego Pavia, Clarkley, and Vandy wanted to go down to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama just as much as, if not more, than South Carolina does this weekend? Of course they did. That's literally the MO of that football team.
I don't believe they ever have, though, and South Carolina has.
Do you think, even with that in the back, that South Carolina wants this more than Diego Pavia and Clark Lee wanted it at Vanderbilt, especially after last year? I don't. That's the MO of that team.
I don't think there's any way to judge that because each person longs for things differently than the other.
Fine. But that's not how we talk about sports, is it? It's not. That's not how radio works. Georgia. You think number 5 Georgia didn't want to defend the house click-clack from Alabama for the first time in 100 years and prove that they are one of the best teams in the country? Of course they did. And Alabama went to Georgia's crib and got him. You don't think Mizzou, Eli Drinkwitz. Like, this team is the playing like, I won't say most talented, but playing like the best team Mizzou's ever had. You don't think Mizzou wanted it? Of course they did. And Alabama went to their house and beat them. So if they could go to the house of Georgia, who is empirically better than you in just about every way, if they could go to the house of Mizzou, who beat you handily in that same house, and they could beat Mizzou, if they could beat the crap out of Vanderbilt, the same team that beat the crap out of you, I got nothing for you. Like, I want to know from South Carolina fans, and the phone line's open, 844-326-3663. I want to know from South Carolina fans, aside from, I love my team and I hope they win. Sure, I get that. I understand that. As long as I pointed out, I'm a Saints fan. That has been 99% of my football watching career. But the NFL's different. The NFL is very much more of the any given Sunday mentality. What is, in football terms, position by position, unit by unit, play calling versus play calling, philosophy versus philosophy, talent v. talent, coaching v. coaching, what is South Carolina's advantage? Give me one. Give me one thing, one position, one unit, one play calling spot, one coaching spot, give one statistic. Give me one thing that I can look at and go, okay, if South Carolina can exploit that. Because y'all, I tried. I don't like this. My wife's not happy listening to me right now. She's already texted me one time about it.
She needs to text you a few more. Maybe you'll stop. How is Alabama's special teams
better than South Carolina's, with the exception of Vakari Swain? However, Vakari Swain had those, what was it, 3 punt returns for a touchdown? What's it look like since then? Not good. He's had 1 or 2 decent returns. You had, at that moment, oh, look, maybe Beamer Ball can carry us. Here's the thing. It hasn't. It hasn't since then. Okay, Jacob says, we're at Willie B. That's our advantage. Well, first and foremost, it's a 3:30 game, so you don't get the full liquored up South Carolina crowd like you do.
Wow, ye of little faith.
It's a daytime game.
So you're saying people don't day drink.
I'm saying you don't go as hard. Trust me, this is.
And you're also saying that you have to drink to be a loud crowd. Saying my name.
I promise you, of all the things I've ever said, you just got to trust me on this one.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
No stadium is as loud at 3:30 as it is at 7:30. Yeah, it's not true.
You can't convince me of that.
Doesn't matter if I can't convince you. It's true.
That's ridiculous. Now, I can show you records from stadiums being loud at that time.
Okay.
Including Arrowhead.
Okay.
Well, that's the NFL. Okay. Well, traditionally, college is louder.
Show me the 3 loudest games at Arrowhead. I'd be willing to stake a dollar on it. They're night games. Be willing to stake a dollar on it. They're night games.
Wow.
Now.
A dollar per?
Now. Sure.
I might have enough to get something off the snack menu at McDonald's.
I will send you with enough to pack a Happy Meal on the way to the crib. I bet you the 3 loudest games at Arrowheads are night games.
Three, but okay.
So, we're at Willie B. Hey, Jacob, you were at Willie B last weekend when Oklahoma curb stomped your ass. I'm sorry. Like, at the beginning of the year, 1,000%. One of the reasons that yours truly was on national shows saying, I think the South Carolina Gamecocks are a playoff team this year. One of the reasons I gave was the rest of the country don't know what Willie B is like. They don't know. They don't get it. They don't understand it. They don't feel the vibe. Willie B is, and I've said it before, I did not appreciate it until I got here and I went to a game. It is why one of the few places that I have actually taken a side on the rivalry, Willie B is light years ahead of Death Valley in terms of stadium experience for me. Now, granted, that's because I like tailgating, drinking, and being loud as hell, but Willie B is a clear-cut, better footballing experience than Death Valley. It just is. Okay? 3:30 in the afternoon, and Oklahoma just came in and beat your ass on that same field. So what? That's not enough for me. So again, I ask you one more time. What is the advantage? And I'd also like to point out that Alabama went to Mizzou and won. Now, I'm not saying Mizzou's as loud as Willie B, but I'm saying they're not afraid of road trips. They went to Athens, Georgia. And I will absolutely say that Athens, Georgia, between the hedges, is as loud as Willie B. 1,000% it is. And they went into that house, and they won that game. Like, everything since the road trip to Tallahassee has been Bama. They're not worried about playing in your house. They don't have a reason to be right now. Not after what Oklahoma did to you last weekend. So again, I ask South Carolina fans, I'm being very genuine with this. This isn't like trying to stir it up. I am genuinely asking you the question. What is the spot? Any spot. What is the spot that you can use to convince me that South Carolina has a prayer other than an actual prayer?
So anytime a team upsets another team, it's because they had an advantage at one point they had an offensive player that was better than everyone on that defense, or it had nothing to do with atmosphere, just the way the ball bounced, anything like that. There's always one part of the winning team that was better than the losing team.
I'm thinking of the biggest upset so far this year in college football. I'm thinking about UCLA, Penn State, started the downfall of the Nittany Lions.
Say that's not really. I mean, now knowing now what we know,
but that started
Penn State.
That started.
Go back to App State, Michigan. What part of App State was better than Michigan? What player was better? Was the offensive line better than everyone on the? I don't get what you're saying. When a team upsets another team, it's not usually because of one person. It's because of a lot of factors.
I would say, would you say that year was Michigan's head coach that year was Lloyd Carr, correct? I believe Lloyd Carr was still in charge of Michigan when they lost to Appalachian State. I believe that is correct. And if I recall correctly, Lloyd Carr lost his job that year. If I recall correctly, that was the last year that he was at Michigan.
Whoever was coaching should have lost their job after losing to that team, which was impossible. And there's no way that team could have beat Michigan. And on, no one in the history of the world would have predicted that App State would beat Michigan.
Correct.
And in this case, South Carolina is an SEC team who plays other SEC teams.
And have lost to all of them.
No, they have not. Well, maybe at some point, yeah, but not
literally
this year.
Literally this year. No, sorry, they have one conference win. You're right. They have not lost to everybody in conference. Right? They beat Kentucky.
Right.
Who, by the way?
Who lost the check? SEC team. So yeah. You were wrong.
Yeah. Who, by the way, SEC team? That is probably firing their coach at the end of the year. Like, even Kentucky's like, this is the worst we've ever been. Look,
I've never heard you do this before. These are segments.
That's how bad I think it is.
These are segments I don't want to listen to. And I can usually find something in your worst segments
that I
understand, that I get. But in this case, this really, I don't know why I'm so offended by this.
I do.
But this bothers me.
I do. Because you don't have the ability to not be a fan, and I do. That is all this is. You don't have the ability to not be a fan. You are always a fan. I do. I will take the cap off and say, y'all, it gives me no joy to know that my wife was listening to this and tell her, hey, your football team's going to get its ass kicked
so
tomorrow.
So unlike me, she could actually turn it off.
Yeah, for sure. And she's very grateful for that, I'm very sure. The difference in this conversation is you can't stop being a fan. I can, and
way,
I'm doing it right now.
I have never said that I could stop being a fan.
I understand. That's why I'm saying this is true. You've told me it's true. You lack an ability to not be a fan.
I have told you, and I've told them.
Right.
So, I mean,
this is an argument. You've said it. I am telling you that I can do that. When I look at a team and I say, as an analyst, as an objective analyst, and I can be that guy, The team that I hope South Carolina wins. It would be great for me. If nothing else, do you understand the amount of talk shows around the country I'll be invited on next week so people can go, Rob Brown, tell us more about what just happened. It would be great for me and the PR and the Rob Brown show.
Hey, but the reality is... What's that cold takes thing or what's that called?
Cold takes exposed?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
I've got the time written down exactly when you said what you said before.
Stop.
And
I'll make it easier for you.
I'm going to send it to them when you're wrong.
I'll make it easy for you. The second that I send us a sports break, I am going to go on Twitter, and I will type it out in my own words and attach my account, and you can go tag me to them. I will send you their handle. You can tag me to Cold Takes Exposed because I will not be cold taked or exposed on Monday. Give me a thing. Just a thing. Give me something that's been not bad that I can lean on. Well, this hasn't been bad, so maybe it'll be good. I got nothing. It's just been bad this year. That is what it is. All right, when we come back, we'll get to some more college games. We'll start talking NFL. We'll play, fingers crossed, Football Gods Are Total Frauds. Then we got Rashad Beard. We got Moving the Chains Pod. We got Denton Day and a lot more football on a hashtag Friday Football Fiesta. Now, here is the number one most objective analyst in all of sports, Lonzo with a Sports Flash.
All right, Gamecock fans, please stay for me. I know you want to leave because of all that stuff you just heard.
But if I'm right, you better
but
come
stay
back
for me. Yeah, whatever. Leave the room, please. Take your negativity with you. Former player and coach Damon Jones, who was arrested yesterday, allegedly provided injury information about LeBron James when he was a part of the Lakers coaching staff. The federal indictment against Jones contains texts to co-conspirators telling them to make bets in games where LeBron wasn't going to play. The Lakers had no comment on the story. The LA Chargers beat the Vikings last night 37-10. Justin Herbert completed 18 of 25 passes for 227 yards and 3 touchdowns and rushed for 62 more. Running back Kimani Vidal carried 23 times for 117 yards and a touchdown. Carson Wentz completed only 15 passes for 144 yards. World Series game number one is tonight. The Dodgers announced Blake Snell as their opening pitcher earlier this week, and Trey Yesavage will go for Toronto. Hour number three of the Rob Brown Show is next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.